Well, so we're changing our focus from poor debtors who are about to lose their home to bad guys. So the issue is representing the bad guys in bankruptcy. We have with us today, of course, Judge Craig Gargotta. Did we introduce you yesterday? Today's the first time.
No, I got introduced yesterday.
That's what I thought. Okay, so you all know Judge Gargotta. For those of you who don't know, he's the chief judge of the Western District. We have all the chief judges represented except Stacy, right?
Right.
So, okay, so we'll note her absence today. But how's that? She's not here. So let's go with that. All right, so you all know his background, judgeship. One thing I will tell you is that he has a very delightful wife named Susan, and he's been married for 39 years. Congratulations to him, and he's a grandfather. So those are all very important things. Now, Erica, I don't know. I'm just getting to know Erica Giese, who is a partner at Jackson Walker. Before she joined Jackson Walker, she was the assistant U.S. attorney for the Western District of Texas. And in that role, she was the chief of the district's financial litigation unit, as well as the chief of the San Antonio and Del Rio divisions. Sounds like she's got pretty significant criminal experience in that role. And so she is eminently qualified to tell us all about the bad debtor. So with that, let me parties in bankruptcy. So let me turn it over to the panel.
Thank you, Chief Judge Rhodes. We made this presentation, actually provided at the FBA San Antonio chapter back in December. Hopefully it'll be as well received today as it was back then. I think before we get started, Erica, why don't you talk a little bit about your transition from being a prosecutor to now a defense attorney and what that's like, if you wouldn't mind sharing that with the group.
No, not at all. I was a state prosecutor first in Houston, where many of you are from. And then my husband became an FBI agent, and that took us to Del Rio, where I started as an assistant U.S. attorney. I served as an AUSA for about 13 and a half years and went from working on criminal cases to civil cases for the Department of Justice, and then the financial litigation unit, which is a little bit of an overlap. A lot of people don't realize that. It's civil practice enforcing criminal judgments in many cases. And so because I had a background in both areas, I was asked to serve as the chief of the Western District in that capacity, and then at some point decided I want to go to private practice and make a little more money, quite honestly, and that's what I did. So I ended up, my first time in private practice, I joined Jackson Walker and have built my own practice from the bottom up. I'm the chair of the White Collar and Government Investigations group for the firm, and we were actually finally secured our chambers ranking for the first time, and we're a very young practice. So there's a lot to be proud of. I have a lot of background in this area. Hopefully we'll make it fun and exciting even before lunch. I will say, you'll notice on your screen that the title there is different from the one in your book. And that's because I'm a defense attorney now, and they're not bad guys. They're just people who make poor decisions and sometimes make mistakes. And so I changed our title on the PowerPoint. So that's sort of kick us off in that regard.
Well, two follow-ups. Is your husband still an FBI agent?
He is. He retires in 2.5 years.
So that must lead to some really interesting conversations when you come home and he's probably worked up about the bad people he's dealing with, and you conversely are ready to talk about how fine these people are. They just got a little misguided in their dealings. That must lead to some really interesting discussions.
Sort of. So we had great discussions when I was in AUSA because we could talk about things. He cannot tell me anything about his cases anymore. The only way I learn about them is if they're in the paper. But yes, oftentimes I talk in general about some of the cases I'm handling, and he's like, oh, come on, they're guilty. Like, no, here's what happened. And so it is very funny. Although my daughters do not want to be lawyers because they think it's very boring. Our conversations apparently are boring to them.
Do they want to be FBI agents?
No, they want to be doctors, which
there
I'm
you
fine
go.
With.
That's great. That's great. So some just introductory remarks. Everyone knows this about you know, what the bankruptcy code is entitled to do, as we deal with it every day. It We like to think both the judges and the lawyers that are the constituents in these cases think that it'll bring out a positive income for individuals and companies. We've all seen the reasons why people file bankruptcies: restructure, discharge debt, preservation of assets,